Pasuk says, "Vayetzi Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech harana." Pasuk is informing us that Yaakov alav shalom left his family at the age of 63. So Harav Chaim Kohen, the students of Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, Zechutam Ragnan Aleinu, Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says, at the time that Yaakov alav shalom left his family, how was he feeling at that time? He was happy, not happy, in a bad mood, angry, under pressure. What type of status he was at? No, he didn't have nevuah. No. Now the sulam, the story of the dream, that's the first connection that he received.
So he was not happy.
He was not happy. He was under pressure. Yeah. So now Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says there's a beautiful quote here. He says, "Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech harana." What does it mean? Harav says, when Yaakov alav shalom, exactly at age of 63, he had to leave. Why? Because his brother, the Sadiq brother, was chasing him. And not only he was chasing after him, he wanted to, chas v'shalom, harm him. So now, obviously, he was under a lot of pressure. And that's the question. He says, why such a thing should happen to me? So now, but here, it says, Mayelech Harana. What is Mayelech Harana? Haron is a term that is used for anger. So here it says, Yaakov Alav Shalom, when he left the house of his Abba, obviously he was not happy. But he made himself that his anger will go away. Vayena harana. Why? Because right when you see, Vayifgaba Mahot, he had to do Tefillah Arvit. So now here Harav teaches us, when you come to Beit Knesset and you should start your Tefillah, whatever that bothers you, whatever pressure you're under, you have to get rid of it. The same way that it says, "Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech harana," he cleaned his system. And sometimes you have to go home. You have to see Shilah Ma'alot a few times before you go home. But when you come to Beit Knesset and you have to do Tefillah, then all these thoughts should disappear from you. Why? Because you come to meet. You cannot be unhappy when you come to meet Hashem. See what a beautiful quote Harav is teaching us. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech harana. Because you cannot come to Beit Knesset unhappy, chas v'shalom, or tired. Have you seen somebody come to Beit Knesset tired?
Or hungry?
Full of energy, right? Happy. Well, you know what an honor it is to come to meet with Hashem. Is there any joy? No. Zechut more than this?
No.
We want to let it go, but it doesn't.
I'm sorry?
We want to let it go, but it doesn't. It doesn't go. I mean, in the middle of the tefillah, your thought is going to go to what?
Just imagine, can you roll? Somebody is invited to the wedding tonight. So, amen.
Amen.
So now, he had such a pressure day, you know. He opened the mail, a few lying on the head, bounced checks, you know, from the customers, return merchandise, you know, people give him a headache. So now, how is he going to get ready to go to the wedding? How? Huh?
He's still
in a bad mood.
Sorry?
He's still in a bad mood.
Really? I don't know anybody like that. Could it be such a thing? Huh? Could it be such a thing? Can be such a thing. If you have a special guest who's coming to your house, and let's say somebody has a headache, when the guest comes, how are you going to present yourself in front of the guest? That's it. No? So, to come to Beit Knesset, Chas v'Shalom, is less than greeting a valuable guest to go to the wedding? Huh? Could it be such a thing? And not only that, he goes with the headache to the wedding. And you know when they come to take his picture, you know what they tell him? You know what they tell him?
Smile.
He doesn't smile? Huh? No?
He's faking it also.
Okay, fine. But he cannot do it, but he's forcing himself. More so. And that's what the beautiful quote here is. When he say, Yahon Virchama. When you come to Beit Knesset, you come to Beit Knesset, it's happy, Sameach, some people see you, and they lift up by seeing you. Your face is glowing, smiling. It's whatever that happened today, what is going to happen when you're going to go home, that's how you forget about it. See what a beautiful quote Harav is teaching us. Harav also explains a very beautiful thing. He says, "Vayelech, Vayelech Harana." Did he say Vayelech leHaran? Says Vayelech Harana. So the grammar, Rashi Akedah says Harana and leHaran is actually the same thing. There's no difference. Either you say Harana or you say Leharan. But the question is, why he says Harana instead of Leharan? Toward this place that is Haran. Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel explains a very beautiful thing. He says, when Yaakov Avinu Shalom left his Abba's house, few miracles took place. What was the first one? The first miracle that took place for him? The distance became short. That's one. Second one? The night became night early. Good. The third one? Yeah, that's the... Yeah. The third one? Sorry?
We went right to Mount Moriah.
Yeah, that's the included in the two miracles.
Eliezer left him alone.
Oh, you mean Eliphaz? Yeah, you know, when he?
Yeah, he didn't get killed by Eliphaz.
What was the next one?
Another one?
How many? Yeah, there's more. Well, that was a dream, but the miracle that took place, how many stones he, yeah, very good, placed there under his head?
12,
or some say 3, some 4. So when he woke up, it turned to how many?
One.
Good. So the next one? Yeah, there's more.
The water is split open when he wants to cross the Jordan.
That's later.
Yeah, that's later, yeah. That's good. Yeah. The next one? Well, what happened to the big rock that he moved? He was able to move the rock like a cork, like a chupambe. Yeah, he moved it as easy as you're opening a cork. What was the next one? The fifth one. Yeah, there's another one. When he moved the rock, what happened?
The water came up.
How long it came up?
I'm
sorry?
Over there.
The water was over flowing as a fountain for 20 years, as long as he was in the house of Laban.
Wow.
Yeah. Hala, Yonatan ben Uziel explains, why is this Harana? Say Leharan. If you would say Leharan, we wouldn't have the He in the end. He is a gematria of how many? 5. So here, Tata Moshe is informing us, isn't it? He says, Halala, because exactly 5 miracles
took place.
So that's why, instead of saying the Haran, he says, Haran. Now, to inform us, Yekon Adam Shalom, when he listened to his Abba, and he has such a bitachon to do the Ratzon of Hashem, Hashem did so many miracles for him. It's a lesson for us that when we have Emunah Shelema, that was called Chob, Bezat Hashem, will bring us Geulah Bekarov, we see many, many miracles, Bezat Hashem, Bekarov. Amen. Amen.